Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Voke Bike Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Hausler. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. These short 8 to 15 minute podcasts cover a wide range of topics to help you get faster, whether you're looking to win a national championship, finish Leadville, crush Tulsa Tough, get on a Gravel Worlds podium, or simply drop your friends. If we've never met, I'm the co-founder and president of Evoke Bike. I've been coaching athletes since 2010, and I've trained with Power for over 150,000 miles. I've also won 3 Masters National Championships, but I'm mostly proud of my nearly 100 Pro 1 podiums simply because it shows my consistency in the game and my hunger to get better for not only myself, but the Evoke community, which includes you. If you enjoy these podcasts, please leave us a review on Apple or follow and download the episodes from Spotify. And if you want to take your support to the next level, please click the support link at the bottom of this podcast, where your donation will help us pay for everything that helps to keep this free podcast going. Now to the show. Hey, everybody. So have a new dad who has gotten back into training and up on the calendar, pops this gravel race. It might be about a 3-hour event. We're actually not exactly sure about how long this might take him. We don't know what the conditions are going to be like that day. And if you've raced gravel, you know that the conditions can make a big difference. And we've been getting the training hours back, saying, hey, let's try and get 5 hours on the calendar. Let's get 6 hours on the calendar. Let's get 3 rides in a row. And so as he's getting his life schedule together, we're getting biking back in the mix so that it's still fun, still a way to stay active and continue just to try to ride and do what's possible when a huge, massive life change has happened. So I was really excited when the event popped up and that he seemed excited about it. And this podcast is his email came back with a question of, so any recommendation on how you think I should go about this ride? Should I ride it easy? Should I push it? ? And I wrote back, I think you should rip it to shreds. And by what I mean by that is race it as fast as you can without exploding before the finish. So ride, you know, send it, but also work on dialing in your pacing for an event that is 3 hours long. Have enough juice in the tank so that you can empty it in the last 10 miles. You know, it's really hard, as I was saying before, to tell the exact duration unless you know the conditions. So look at the terrain, look at any photos, any info that the race puts out, try to guesstimate, you know, talk to other riders that might be registered that you know, how long you think it's going to be. And then obviously you're looking, if it's a 45 mile race, hey, how long did the first 15 miles take me? And then I have to do that twice more, assuming the terrain is somewhat similar. Now, the other reason that I told him that he should push it is he could go ride easy by himself. He has the hall pass to go to a gravel event when he has a newborn at home. And we're going to get to what his wife had said about the race, which is really the reason why I posted this podcast. So Saturday is going to be the day that he can test it, test himself, and also push himself. You know, these events, we get caught up, and maybe I shouldn't say we. I think back to myself when I first was racing, that it was just this race for cycling accolades, cycling upgrade points, cycling kudos. There wasn't Strava, so no one was giving those types of kudos, but we all like those. But take the bigger meta picture. You're not at work. You're on a bike in the middle of this guy's in Tennessee, riding, racing, shredding gravel. You could be shoveling coal all Saturday. You could be in Ukraine right now fighting for your country. There are so many other stress-filled, crazy things going on in the world. And we, people listening to this podcast, and you know, probably almost everybody listening to this podcast can go ride a bike. Like, that's amazing. Enjoy, like, let that soak in for a second and enjoy that. Okay. And then, you know, back to the less serious note, when I'm telling him to ride hard, finding that red line without totally tanking is really part of growing as a cyclist. And at the same time, some days we tank. We push it too much, and that's how you learn where are you pushing the envelope too far. That's another part of the process. So rip it up. And so he was getting ready for his ride, did a little endurance cruise today, and I absolutely love the note, and this is what I wanted to share in the podcast. So he was talking about the Zwift course. I changed the course up today, get some variation. I felt really good after the ride. My wife asked about the gravel ride tomorrow, and I discussed that I'm going to try and push the pace. She mentioned that although she will always support me, to just be aware to not let my focus of quote unquote racing the ride tomorrow ruin the experience and take the fun out of the event. I thought that this was really sound advice, since as I, and I'm sure many of your athletes, get hyper-focused and can lose sight of any wins if plan A doesn't go according to plan. So all of that said, that has been something that I've been reflecting on, and I'm going to push it. But if something happens and I need to pull the pin, I'm going to take all of the other wins that come out of this ride. Heck, just getting outside to ride is a win in itself. Thanks for listening. Like, nailed it. His wife is the new assistant coach. I mean, we've talked about having reflective times after your race. Even if you win, even if things go well, you should reflect on what could have gone better, reflect on what was fun, reflect on the experience in general. That's not cycling tips. That's life tips, right? Like, Friday night, end of the week, man, what are you grateful for? What's making you tick? What are you really looking forward to? What's got you excited? I wish I took those 5 minutes my whole life and did that and maybe wrote them down. It would be pretty crazy to look back and see what I was thinking when I was 20. I have different types of journals, but just gratitude. And yeah, sometimes this podcast goes off on those tangents because this is about watts. If you are a happy cyclist, you are a fast cyclist. If you have less stress in your life, you will train harder. If you train harder, you get faster. Period. I was going to say try to argue me on that, but I don't even want to get in that argument. If you disagree with that, then that's cool. That's your way of thinking about it. But I'm telling you, if you are in a good headspace, if you are in a good emotional space, you will be a better athlete. And remember, I've referenced this from Stephen Bassett's podcast. When you win, it's not that all the planets aligned and everything went perfectly. It's that you had the fewest things go wrong that day. The plan that you have laid out for your race and your event is most likely not going to happen. That's why I always say these teams that plan out who's getting in the break and what's going to happen at every mile and when are they attacking and when this, when that. Man, the gun goes off and that goes all out the window. You have an idea. You have a sort of framework that you'd like to follow, but you can't template a race. You can't template an event. It just doesn't work that way. And so I think you always want to focus on what is going to be fun, because it really was a rough patch for me when I was trying to zoom to Cat One and I was doing a lot of racing by myself and driving 6 hours to a race, then driving 2 hours to the next city for a different race, and then driving home 5 hours, getting no upgrade points and wondering what the hell I was doing. I wasn't looking at the whole event and I was only looking at the accolades. If you're in this for just the accolades, it's going to be a rough crawl. It's going to be rough because you're going to get beat up a little bit. And it's tough to learn those lessons because they really feel like L's in the moment. They really do. And it's real easy to get that micro thinking going. And if you don't have a training buddy, it gets even worse because it's just you in the car by yourself feeling dejected. It sucks. It's not fun. So get the W's. And my comment back to him was basically what I was saying. This is the mindset that you want to have. Talking about Stephen Bassett, talking about that you need to enjoy the adventure tomorrow. And just remember of all the other things that life could be throwing at you aside from riding a bike. So hopefully you can earmark this one. Send this to a friend you think that might get in their own head before races and only focusing on the upgrade points. When you stop focusing on the points and you focus on the process, you get the points. When you race for the points, it takes a lot longer. And now I realize it's not as crucial of a time period because to get upgrade points, you have 36 months, which is, no offense, it's laughable, but I get it. USA Cycling wants more people in higher categories to have more racers in those categories. I'm on board with that. But the 12-month period, the rolling window that it used to be, that was freaking hard. You had to look at your calendar, and man, if you started not getting results, time clock was ticking, and you did not want to see points fall off your race resume. Some people were in that hamster wheel for years, and it's dreadful. Wishing you the best success on your next adventure, aka your next race, aka your next event, aka use those group rides as ways to hone your skills to get better. But at the end of the day, you've got to be having fun doing this. This has to be enjoyable. If it's not, you're going to extinguish very quickly. You are going to get, you're going to be the little flame that gets blown out. Someone's going to come over and put the little cap on you and extinguish you. Don't let that happen. Have fun in this process. Focus on you. Focus on your dojo. Let's get it.